Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com. Today, I'm going to talk to you about adjectives. What is an adjective? English just would not be the same without these descriptive words. Are adjectives causing you aggravation? Are you unsure about the difference between adjectives and adverbs? Perhaps you're asking yourself, what is an adjective? Whatever the case, this article will help you make sense of these descriptive words. What is an adjective? Adjectives are simply words used to describe and modify nouns and pronouns. What can make them confusing is they don't always immediately signal to readers that they are adjectives. Luckily, there is a foolproof method of identifying these tricky descriptors. Simply find the noun or pronoun in a sentence and decide if there are any words that describe it. Consider the following example. Your friend ripped my football jersey. While you may be tempted to identify football as a noun, which it most often is, closer inspection reveals that football is actually describing the jersey. It is telling us what kind of jersey it is, and therefore makes football an adjective. In this case, your is actually an adjective, but we'll get to that later. Proper placement for adjectives. Another signal that a word is an adjective is its placement. It usually precedes the noun or pronoun that it modifies. However, this is not always so. When an indefinite pronoun, for example, sometimes, someone, or anybody, is modified by an adjective, the adjective follows the pronoun like this. Anyone capable of hating kittens is someone awful. In this example, capable and awful both describe an indefinite pronoun. Learning to list adjectives in a sequence properly. Being able to identify adjectives is one thing, but for those who often make mistakes in English, the order adjectives must follow when listed in a series may be confusing. It can seem arbitrary at first, but the basic order you should use is 1. Determiners. These are articles or other limiters, such as a, your, the, five, and her. 2. Observations, which describe what is thought about the noun, for example, pretty, expensive, or delicious. 3. Size, which describes how big or small the noun is, for example, small, big, tiny, or enormous. 4. The age, which describes how old or young the noun is, for example, young, old, ancient, or new. 5. The shape, which describes what shape the noun is, for example, round, square, or flat. 6. The color. This describes the color of the noun, for example, blue, pinkish, or aquamarine. 7. The material. This describes the material the noun is made of, for example, wood, cotton, silver, or metal. 8. The origin. This describes where the noun is from, American, Eastern, or lunar. 9. Purpose or qualifier. This describes what the noun is going to be used for example, racing or sleeping. And 10. The noun. This is the word that is being described. It is important to not overuse adjectives. 3 or 4 well-chosen adjectives are more than sufficient. Consider the following sentence. She had an expensive, big, long, blue, cotton Coleman sleeping bag. While this technically is correct, the abundance of adjectives should be avoided in favor of something simpler, such as, she had an expensive blue sleeping bag. Of course, as with most rules in English, there are exceptions to this order. Coordinate and non-coordinate adjectives. You may now be wondering how to punctuate adjectives, especially if there is more than one noun. There are several easy rules. If the adjectives are coordinate, use a comma to separate them. If they are non-coordinate, no commas are needed. There are 2 simple tests to identify coordinate adjectives. 1. Does the sentence make sense if you insert and between the adjectives? He has a big and ugly truck. Does the sentence make sense if you rearrange the adjectives? He has an ugly big truck. Both sentences make sense, which means the 2 adjectives, big and ugly, are coordinate adjectives and a comma should be used. Non-coordinate adjectives will not make sense if you rearrange them or insert and between them. For example, Mark's 2 black shirts were in the laundry. It would be incorrect to say Mark's 2 and black shirts were in the laundry, nor would it be correct to say Mark's black 2 shirts were in the laundry. In this example, 2 and black are non-coordinate adjectives, so there is no need to place a comma between them. We also advise against using a comma between the final adjective and the noun being described. This will likely result in an awkward or possibly incorrect sentence. A comma shouldn't be used if the adjective is modified by another word. It is an especially sad movie. Especially modifies the adjective sad, not the movie, so you do not need to use a comma. Other types of adjectives to watch for. There are several types of adjectives you should know. 1. Possessive adjectives. My, your, his, her, their, our, and its. Please consider the following example. Your friend ripped my football jersey. In this example, your is a possessive adjective. It describes whose friend ripped the shirt. Number 2. Demonstrative adjectives. That, those, this, these, and what. That car was really fast. In this sentence, that modifies car. It tells us which car is really fast. Number 3. Integrative adjectives. Which and what. What medicine does he need to take? What modifies medicine? It is asking what specific type of medicine is required. Number 4. Indefinite adjectives. These refer to something identifiable but not specific. Some common indefinite adjectives include all, another, something, none, one, several, and many. Many people went to the party. In this sentence, many modifies people, telling us more about who attended the party. There is much to learn about adjectives, but just remember, they generally answer 3 questions about a noun: how many, what kind, which ones. If you are still unsure about adjective usage and need a second opinion, try our English Academic Editing Services. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.